And I'm joined in the studio now by the executive director of Wexford Festival Opera. We've been having a wee chat before she came into studio to talk to us this morning, and it's Suzanne Nance, and you're very welcome, Suzanne.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Very, very nice to be here with you. Thank you, Alan.
And straight away, we're going to shoot the breeze about something completely different before I get into the main reason you're here. You have very much a radio background.
I do indeed.
You're chief executive of a radio station.
That's right. It was all classical radio on the west coast of the United States. And when I wasn't running the station, I was hosting a show called Sunday Brunch.
Right. So, and it was arts and culture was the...
Arts and culture. And before I left, we built a media arts center for the Pacific Northwest. We launched a children's network, the International Children's Arts Network, to provide arts education access. And we became number one in the States for listenership and programming at one point. So it was a really exciting time, a wonderful time. And listening to your program, Alan, I'm reminded of what drew me to radio in the first place. I really admire your work.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. I appreciate that. But now that we have you here on our doorstep, it's nice to know we have someone so well blessed in the arts and culture. But then you decided to make a career change, but not a career change, a life change, because you've moved to Wexford.
That's right.
To take up this position at Wexford Festival Opera. How did that come about?
I'm so fortunate to call Wexford home now. My husband's Irish, and for 10 years he was commuting back and forth between Ireland and the west coast of the United States. So, you know, I think it's fair to say he was ready for me to come to Ireland. And when the position came up at Wexford Festival Opera, I saw an opportunity to marry my passions, music and storytelling, opera, and arts leadership. And so it's a real gift to be here. Wexford is, as you know, an incredibly special place. And what has been built here is so powerful and so magical. And I feel a great sense of responsibility, but joy at joining the festival after 75 years of existence and then looking to where we're going.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Hang on to your hat, Alan.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, we've got this strong foundation. We have 400 volunteers that are powering this mighty machine that has become the Wexford Festival Opera. It has a local heartbeat, global reach. We have an incredible staff and an incredible offering. You know, we're talking about creating world-class performances, storytelling at the highest, with the highest effort, and then uplifting the Irish stars of today, the global stars of today, and the stars of tomorrow, which has long been a part of Wexford's history and mission, but also mentoring the next generation of singers and theater makers on and off the stage. So you'll see more of that. But for me, the business side of things, we need to build a strong endowment. We need to make sure that we can sustain this thing, not just because of the art and the community engagement, but because of the cultural impact, the economic impact.
So where does your work start and Rosetta start? And where do you meet in the middle?
Yeah, she is a dream collaborator.
Rosetta Cookie, the artistic director.
Yes, absolutely. And when I met Rosetta as I was interviewing, she said, "What do you think? How will we work together?" And I said, "We've got all the ingredients. We both like to cook. Let's make a great feast." Rosetta cooks up the artistic output. She puts together the program. And this year there will be up to 75 events happening throughout Wexford town. Mm-hmm. So she weaves her magic in the programming, the three main stage operas. She's commissioned three world premieres this year, all of the pop-ups that happen around the town.
And she loves her factory.
And she loves her factory, which is the academy where young artists come and learn the craft and the business side of things. My work is really in the administrative side, and there's a lot of creativity that goes into that work. The funding of the machine, making sure that we're doing right by the Wexford people. So moving to Wexford town, calling Wexford home myself, will give me an opportunity to connect with local businesses and local townspeople to make sure that we are serving them first and foremost.
The general booking is now open. That's one of the reasons you're here, isn't it?
Kicks off tomorrow.
Does it?
It does. We've had priority booking for all of our friends and donors, and they've been booking over the past 2 weeks. And now the exciting time begins when we throw open the doors and say, don't miss out on getting your ticket and being a part of this 75th anniversary festival. That's tomorrow, Alan.
You've worked internationally. what drew you to Wexford? When did you first become aware of Wexford Festival? Yeah.
We have friends who live in Wexford, my husband and I, and I've been hearing about the Wexford Festival Opera for years, and people say, you have to come, you have to come. So when I found out about the position of executive director, I started looking at the town, and I came here, and I thought, I would be so lucky to call Wexford home. I've fallen in love with the place. It's an incredible thing that has been built in terms of the opera, but also the local spirit, the volunteerism. I mean, I noticed all the people volunteering on the lifeboat, the volunteers at the opera. There's something incredibly unique about Wexford. I don't need to tell you, Alan, but I again, feel so fortunate to be here.
We also have a link with Georgia Southern University, and I'm glad that I'm mentioning this to you because Dr. Howard Keeley and some of the students are actually in studio. So I have a definite link with America between today and tomorrow as well.
Right.
Going forward then, looking ahead, what was success for you in your first year in Wexford Festival Opera be?
I think success for me will be ensuring that we're telling the story, right? I mean, you probably know this, Alan. Many of your listeners will know the story about five friends who got together to listen to records and celebrate discovery of music, and they built this thing. It's been about the vision and ambition. For me, success looks like really diving into what vision and ambition looks like for the next 75 years, and again, meaningfully connecting with Wexford Town and the Wexford region, thanking the people who have made this possible, recognizing the Arts Council and the Wexford County Council, Fáilte Ireland, but everybody who has invested anything from €5 to their time and their passion and creativity, it's the reason we're here. So that's what success looks like, reconnecting and then building the foundation for the future.
Well, knowing you have a background in radio, maybe something we can tap into as well. But we wish you well in your new role, which will be your priority because it's a huge year, isn't it? 75th anniversary.
Yeah,
is there anything else you'd like to add? We look forward to linking in with you in the build-up to the festival.
Well, thank you so much, Alan. I just want to thank you for your work, for Southeast Radio's work. I want to thank everyone who has championed this incredible festival. And I want to warmly invite you to come if you've never come. This is the year to do it. We want to welcome you. We want to celebrate with you. This is really your festival. So that's really the main point I wanted to make. And I'm so grateful, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Good luck to you for the 75th anniversary of Wexford Festival Opera. The general booking is open tomorrow and all details on the Wexford Festival Opera website.
That's right. Thank you.